when things are going wrong. Praise him. Help me in here. Come on and praise.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done, you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand. Me again. Speak to your Father. Say it with me. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. Remorseful I stand. Me again. I challenge you today to say it. Come on.
Forgive me, O Lord.
Oh.
It's me again.
Oh, oh, oh.
Forgive me, O Lord.
I've done it again.
It's
today.
Send your mercy
real sweet
down from glory. Lord, please purge me.
Renew me.
Renew me.
Fix me.
Fix me again.
I dare you to say it. With a sincere heart, lift your voices in request of the Lord.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So you need revelation concerning why you're here so you don't waste your time doing stuff that's not in line with your purpose and your destiny. So many people waste their life on things that God never ordained for them to be involved in. Why? They don't have revelation. They haven't let God reveal his plan to them. So God wants you to know why you're here. Number two, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So he wants you to know the provision that he has made available to you that's a part of your inheritance as a believer. God gives you a plan for your life, but he's also made provision for your life. Amen. There's an inheritance of blessings that enable you to carry out the plan. How many know sometimes God's plan come with the need for money? All right, well, he don't just give you the plan and not the money. He provide everything you need, including the finances. Hallelujah. That you might know what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, in you. There's an inheritance on the inside of you. There's an inheritance that belongs to you as a believer. Amen. And you ought to know what the riches of the glory of that inheritance is. Hallelujah. I'm glad for number three. The Lord wants me to know something about the exceeding greatness of his power. We're not just talking about great power here. We're talking about exceeding greatness. You know what exceeding greatness is? Exceeding greatness means unlimited power. It means power that have no boundaries. It means power that go on and on and on and on and on. It means power that can undo anything that the devil done put in your life. And that you might have a revelation of that power on the inside of you, that you would know the exceeding greatness, the exceeding greatness, the exceeding greatness. The power is exceeding greatness. It is beyond greatness. It is power that is beyond any kind of power you could ever know. It is power greater than the atomic bomb. See, the atomic bomb was designed to create destruction and death. But this power is designed to give life. Do you understand how much destruction an atomic bomb or a nuclear missile could cause? And how much destruction and death it could cause? Well, just think about God's power on the other side giving life. And the blessing that it creates. Woo! I'm trying to wrap my mind around that. I'm trying to get a hold of that. That the degree that an atomic bomb would create destruction, God's love and his power is so much far greater than that in producing life and blessing. Glory to God. I ain't never seen that before. Woo! The exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. This is the kind of power that God wants operating in your life. This power is made available to people who believe. Now, you say, well, Pastor, how come that power ain't work? Because you don't know about it. Because you ain't expecting it to work because you didn't know. You didn't know God wanted that kind of power flowing out of you. Power that produced life and blessing and healing and prosperity and joy and peace and victory. See, the atomic bomb creates depression and fear and worry and pain and suffering and sickness and disease and heartache and trouble and turmoil and worry and anxiety for years after its impact. But when the gospel hit and that power is released in your life, it's designed to produce joy and peace and love and victory and healing and anointing and grace and righteousness and holiness and great blessing for years and years to come. There are shock waves in the realm of the spirit. The day I got saved, sent off an explosion of power that'll go off into eternity. The devil is still feeling the shock waves of that day I got saved. Because that power is still working in me. And that power is still flowing out of me. And that power is bringing destruction to his works. But it's bringing glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! So God demonstrated his power. And guess what it says? That you might know the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power that he demonstrated when he raised Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Where's Jesus now? He's sitting down at the right hand. In that place of honor, that place of glory, that place of authority, the highest place in the universe, that place of supremeness. He set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Where? Far above. If God exalted him far above, that means everything else must be far below. Get you a binoculars if you won't see the devil. Get you a telescope. I mean, you know, big as God is, when he says something far below, I mean, you know how big God is. Heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. When he says something far away, it must be far away. He don't mean around the corner. God raised up Jesus so high, he have highly exalted him. That means there ain't nobody close. There's nobody even close to Jesus. Far above all principality and power and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. So this power don't just work in this life. This power goes off into eternity. And that's the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead. And that's the same power that's in you. You see, God demonstrated his love for you by letting Jesus die on the cross. And then he demonstrated his power by raising Jesus from the dead. And Jesus is alive right now. Hallelujah. God raised him up by his mighty power. Thank God that Jesus has been raised up.